We're going to talk about your farm's business, and hopefully you know what your farm's business is doing. Bridget Finke joins us once again, an attorney with Valley Crossing Law Offices in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, here we are. We're in March, and is this the time of the year where we can get a better handle on our farm business, or are there other times of the year that are better because of timetables and things like that?
Well, you would think March would be a bad time because we're focusing on what's going to happen out in those fields instead of what's happening in the office and the books and that sort of thing. But actually, this is the time of year where farms are typically getting their income tax returns prepared. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we have updated balance sheets that come along with that tax preparation. Along with, this seems to be the time of year where a lot of the banks are doing their reappraisals. Most of the farms now are on at least 3-year cycles where all the assets kind of get re-inventoried and reappraised. And so there's this wonderful sort of inertia that comes with having that updated list of assets and valuation.
Who's responsible for taking that inventory, because there are a lot of assets on these farms now? Does the banker send somebody out to walk through the machine shed and the barn and every place else, or is that the farmer's responsibility?
Well, it's a joint effort for sure, and different places do it a little differently. Mm-hmm. And I mean, same thing with the insurance guys. I mean, I remember those visits where the insurance man would come out and everybody take a walk around, and hey, what are those new pieces of equipment that haven't ended up on the insurance policy? So certainly the bank's going to be interested in making sure what they're lending on is actually out there. Mm-hmm. Sitting in the shed. But, you know, it's also the farmer's responsibility to make sure that they've got a good count of what's out there as well.
Now, we know why the banker wants it, as you just mentioned, the appraisal of what's out there and making sure it's on the insurance form and it's covered. What about for the farmer himself? What kind of, I guess, information can a farmer, or should a farmer, gather from that inventory list, that appraisal done by the banker, as far as looking at the operation saying whatever, it's worth more than I thought or not as much, and moving forward with the business as far as estate planning, farm business planning? How can we use that?
Well, it is essential, and one of the first steps always in getting started with any sort of estate plan or succession plan on the farm is, you know, the questions that I or any other professional mm-hmm. working on this is going to ask is, you know, who are the players? I need to know all the names and the addresses and all of that stuff. But then what are we really dealing with? What are the assets? What's the value? Are we a farm that's worried about estate taxes? Are we more thinking about nursing home planning? And so that list of assets and a good up-to-date, particularly fair market value, when you're getting that updated appraisal, so we really know what the value of the farm is, really guides our discussion as to what is the best path to take for planning for the next generation on the farm. So there's nothing, you know, I often when I say that, you know, I need to have a list of what you have and what it's worth, and people give you the look like, oh, you know, just like you said, we've got stuff all over the place. There's stuff in the farm. So if we've got this inertia of it had to be done anyway, it just makes it such a great time then to get that ball rolling on that succession planning.
I would think it would be an advantage, too, for that farm family meeting, because mom and dad can say, see how much we're dealing with here? And the kids could, you know, look at that and say, wow. And that's why we need commitments from you as far as your future on this farm. I would think it could be a very enlightening document.
Absolutely. And it is not unusual for once we go through that process and actually list out all the assets that are there, that people are surprised not in how little they have, but rather how much they have. And they, you know, a farmer tends to think of their land as their land, and mm-hmm. they're not thinking about it as 4,000 an acre or 5,000 an acre or potentially more. And so when you start doing that math, I mean, often it's one of my first questions is, you know, what would you say you think your total estate is worth? And let them throw out a number, and then we start working through the various assets and putting numbers on them, and folks can be really surprised. So
has anybody ever guessed low? I bet the ratio between those that guess low and those that are pretty close to knowing it's significant. I'll bet there are a lot of folks that guess low.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you certainly, there's plenty of people who are millionaires on paper that are still shopping the sales when they're at the grocery store. I mean, it's the nature of farming that
that's
we have a
millionaires
whole...
millionaires on paper.
Yeah. You know, with farming, we have a whole lot of assets. And as I always told my dad, you know, we can't buy groceries with dirt, Dad. You know, they don't take that quarter acre of land to pay for things. And so I think there's a lot of people that, you know, don't feel wealthy that certainly have significant wealth that they want to plan for and assure passes in an efficient manner sometime down the line.
And I would think it behooves the younger or next generation to see that and push for some kind of an estate plan or a business plan going forward, because mom and dad already own it. Now, if I want to get into this ownership, I want to get into it now before a lot of probate gets involved, a lot of outside people get involved, so it stays on the farm. I would think that this would be a document that the younger or next generation would really glom onto, for lack of a better term.
Sure, and absolutely, before a farm maybe takes a next step, it's always good to have that snapshot of what the farm was worth then. And you know, that was kind of out of mom and dad's labor. And then now we need the next generation's commitment before we do the next expansion, and make sure they're sharing in that equity. You know, on the flip side, for the younger generation, seeing all those numbers sometimes can feel really, really overwhelming. You know, it may be for those kids that the biggest purchase they've ever made is a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at, you know, fair amount of farmland on paper and looking how many zeros are on that number, that can be really overwhelming. And so it can be a really good learning experience for both generations to understand both what it took to get here and then what's going to be necessary to kind of keep things moving forward.
So here we are in March, and of course it's not going to be long when we're going to be in the field, and our focus is obviously going to be someplace else, so seeding alfalfa and seeding oats and then into corn and beans and whatever, and then into first crop. So we can look at this appraisal now. What can we do now to get the process started? We can't get it all done before spring planting by any means, but to feel a little bit confident that we're moving in the direction we need to move for both mom and dad and the next generation.
Yeah, getting that first meeting in, getting the conversation started, because you're right, these things don't happen overnight. And sometimes that's frustrating for folks that, you know, well, okay, we're going to be done in a month, right? You know, think about this. You spent 30, 40, 50 years building this estate. You really want to make snap decisions as to what's going to happen. You know, it's great to get the ideas flowing now. Talk to your tax preparer when you've sat down. Talk to that banker when you're revisiting and looking at your operating loan for the year. Get ideas, get some thoughts. Then when you're sitting in that tractor planting, you got time to think about it. And then you can do follow-up meetings and then, you know, work toward resolution later in the year. So it's, you're never going to get done if you never cross the start line.
Good way to put it, and it's time to cross the start line. Bridget Finke with us, Valley Crossing Law, over in a Baldwin area that works on estate planning and farm business planning. How do we get a hold of you?
715-688-4045, or check us out at valleycrossinglaw.com.
It's that simple. Bridget Finke with us, and again, it's tax time, it's appraisal time. Use those documents to the advantage of your farming operation. I'm Bob Bosold.